Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, and with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And we're going to go real quick to a video that you brought in today.
Let me talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, give us a preface, an overview.
So basically, there was a test run of a global pandemic. It was held last October. It's called Event 201 exercise. It was a 3.5-hour pandemic tabletop exercise that simulated a series of dramatic, scenario-based, facilitated discussions confronting difficult, true-to-life dilemmas associated with response to a hypothetical but scientifically plausible pandemic. 15 global businesses, government, and public health leaders were players in the simulation. The simulation exercise that highlighted unresolved real-world policy and economic issues that could be solved with sufficient political will, financial investment, and attention now and in the future. The exercise consisted of pre-recorded news broadcasts, live staff briefings, and moderated discussions on specific topics. These issues were carefully designed in a compelling narrative that educated the participants and the audience. The Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, World Economic Forum, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation jointly proposed these recommendations, and we might talk about those recommendations, which is basically just more private public our private government interaction, but
I don't object to the idea of a medical research center, you know, undergoing a war games type exercise to
prepare,
develop better
to prepare
strategies.
Yeah, exactly, and I agree. But when you get the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation involved, total
I don't even object to that.
Total Agenda 21 globalists.
I don't know what that means.
We were just talking about Africa. Every interview I've seen with Bill, he's talking about, you know, reaching and helping educate, helping vaccinate these impoverished countries. And in the very sentence, in the very same sentence, he's talking about depopulation. He's talking about how there's population's problem, but he wants to save all these lives. How does that help? You save lives, population increases. Bill is always talking about depopulation. The problems of this globe, on this world, are too many people.
So what is Agenda 21?
Agenda 21 is a UN-orchestrated proposal, and there are a lot of different bullet points. It's a big agenda, but the big one is overpopulation and getting population control under control. But anytime you hear about the Green New Deal, the carbon tax, initiatives to greenify the planet, it's always coming from these bigwig globalists who basically are trying to create one world government and depopulate a huge population that they can't control anymore. These are the guys who want to control everything. But yeah, which brings me, Agenda 21 brings me to this. Are you looking at the event 201?
Yeah, I'm ready to go to it.
If you're looking at it, all I see is event 21. It's Agenda 21. But yeah, go ahead and play this video. This is the actual skit. This is not real, but listen how similar this sounds to what we are experiencing right now.
Well, before I do that, I would say that was just... That's just evidence that, you know, they are experts in the field, and they had a pretty good idea of what one of these would look like in practice.
And it happened 6 months. I'm sorry, 6 weeks before the one we're dealing with now. Very coincidental.
I think that's just them being good at their jobs. I mean, that's their job, is to anticipate what a pandemic would be like,
right? You are giving these guys too much credit.
Well, it's like... Okay, let's go to the video. Ooh, it's all tense.
Uh-huh.
Spooky.
It's good stuff. To get you in the mood. Get you scared.
It's text.
It'll go.
Okay.
It began in healthy-looking pigs months, perhaps years ago. A new coronavirus spread silently within herds. Gradually, farmers started getting sick. Infected people got a respiratory illness with symptoms ranging from mild flu-like signs to severe pneumonia.
This is panic
mongering. The sickest required intensive care. Many died. Experts agree unless it is quickly controlled, it could lead to a severe pandemic, an outbreak that circles the globe and affects people everywhere.
The mission of the Pandemic Emergency Board is to provide recommendations to deal with the major global challenges arising in response to an unfolding pandemic. The board is comprised of highly experienced leaders from business, public health, and civil society.
We could be looking at double the number of cases in 1 week and 16 times as many in a month if we are not able to stop the spread. That would be on the order of 500,000 cases, and it would continue to rise exponentially. In 3 months, we could be approaching 10 million cases.
We're at the start of what's looking like it will be a severe pandemic. And there are problems emerging that can only be solved by global business and governments working together.
Pause. So that's right. that was the whole. All right. So you, the whole 10 minutes is them talking about how government needs to create a cooperative union with private industry.
Socialist is gonna socialist.
That's what
sure.
That's what this is all about.
But I mean, it's caps. That's swine flu, right?
That's their made up.
Caps is
made up. It's very curious. So more out of the Hopkins Center. This month, they have created an action plan, the COVID-19 action plan, which is what? Is CAP. They didn't get the S in there, but very coincidental. But that guy who was just talking...
I had to Google it because they didn't make any of that clear in the video. You are correct. CAPS was their fake virus. H1N1 was actually swine flu. I thought H1N1 was bird flu for some reason.
There's so many flu. There's a flu every year, at least every 2 years.
And now we have Kung Flu.
Now we have
the
Wuhan.
This one would be easier to remember, though.
And by the way, that last guy who was talking, the one who was talking about, you know, government cooperation with private industry, Inglesby, he's been dooming it up for the last decade. Every time, anywhere he goes, he's talking about the next big pandemic.
Well,
and it's very curious that he was the board member, the head chair guy there, and I mean, don't you think it's a little strange that they have this thing out of the blue, and then 6 weeks later?
I don't, because it wasn't out of the blue. It was in response to swine flu and these other pandemics and near pandemics that we've had over the last 15 years.
Correct. We have flus every year, but not pandemics.
Well, we did have a pandemic. We had the pan flu.
The last pandemic was the Spanish flu.
We had the...
That was the last one. All these little... These are just seasonal flus. They're just normal. And the people who are dropping like flies are old people and people who are immune compromised.
You're incorrect.
What was the next big...
In the spring of 2019, H1N1 virus emerged. It was declared a pandemic. So that was at least a recent pandemic.
All right, so our question, how many people have to die to make it a pandemic?
I think it's about how it spread.
Is it just executive order that someone just decides, let's just make this a pandemic? Or is it CDC or, you know?
Well, it has to do with how it spreads, not being an expert and not having the ability to process all of the numbers they're throwing out right here and all of the scientific jargon at CDC.gov, which... is government, so take it for what it's worth.
It could be a complete, like I said, coincidence, and this doesn't have anything to do with anything, but when I see who's involved, you know, Bill and Melinda Gates, you definitely have to stop and you got to think about what the true motive is behind all of this. He is a global depopulation guy. He is probably sitting at his house right now. He's laughing it up because this is what he wants. This is what these globalists want, man.
I don't know. More on this, more on this exercise when we get back. This is Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 855-450-3733. Or you can use the Discord call-in lines if you want clearer quality. You can find that at discord.freetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe and only a swipe and instantly exchange between Bitcoin, fiat, and Divvy right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. But there's no need to wait. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org. Moving right along, you said as well the last 10 minutes of this video. Yeah, I mean, not the last 10 minutes.
We were discussing what is a pandemic. And I've got an answer from Wikipedia, of course. Pandemic is a disease, and a disease epidemic that has spread across a large region, for instance, multiple continents or worldwide. A widespread disease with a stable number of infected is not a pandemic. My big question is the coronavirus, has it reached that level yet? I'm thinking...
Well, I mean, it evidently has. I'm going to go to somebody besides Wikipedia. According to the Association for Professionals in Infection Control and Epidemiology, who wrote Outbreaks, Epidemics, and Pandemics, What You Need to Know, this would be classified as a pandemic, because a pandemic is defined as an epidemic that has spread over several countries or continents, usually affecting a large number of people.
Correct.
Now, this references epidemic, which refers to a sudden increase in the number of cases of a disease above what is normally expected. Obviously, no one was expecting any infections of COVID-19. So it would certainly qualify as an epidemic,
but,
and having spread over several countries or continents, affecting a large number of people.
Agreed.
Allegedly.
An epidemic.
It would qualify as a pandemic.
Correct. And so I said Spanish flu, and I was just, every one of these flus, the bird flu, swine flu, SARS, MERS, Ebola, have all been classified as pandemics. Thank you, chat room, by the way. I said Spanish flu because of the numbers of deaths, 40 to 50 million, but it seems to be
about infection rates, you know,
and spread, how far it spreads. Yeah. But no, HIV AIDS is the other big one that we're just talking about Africa.
And that was so much more tragic because it's so much easier to prevent the spread of it. I mean, with the coronavirus, allegedly, all you have to do is, like, brush up against someone.
It's a flu. It's basically.
Yeah. But you have to do significantly more than that to get them HIV.
Yeah.
So let's get back to this video.
Yeah, play the last 10 minutes. They were opening it up. Keep in mind, this whole thing's a skit. And the last 10 minutes is still made up, but it is what...
And to be clear, we keep referring to it that way. It's not the last 10 minutes. It's 10 minutes to the end, which is about a minute.
It's the epilogue. And so this exercise is going to get wrapped up, and they're going to explain what actually happened.
A technological answer to this.
The outcome of the CAPS pandemic in event 201 was catastrophic. 65 million people died in the first 18 months. The outbreak was small at first and initially seemed controllable, but then it started spreading in densely crowded and impoverished neighborhoods of megacities. From that point on, the spread of the disease was explosive. Within 6 months, cases were occurring in nearly every country. The global economy was in a free fall. The GDP down 11%. Stock markets around the world plummeted between 20 and 40% and headed into a downward cycle of fear and low expectation. Businesses were not borrowing, banks were not lending. Everyone was just hoping to hunker down and weather the storm. Economists say the economic turmoil caused by such a pandemic will last for years, perhaps a decade. The societal impacts, the loss of faith in government, the distrust of news, and the breakdown of social cohesion could last even longer. We have to ask, did this need to be so bad? Are there things we could have done in the 5 to 10 years leading up to the pandemic that would have lessened the catastrophic consequences? We believe The answer is yes. So, are we as a global community now finally ready to do the hard work needed to prepare?
Okay, I can't listen to her espouse that nonsense anymore. Now, because I know what she's going to say. You know, we need more government.
We need more government. We need more global cooperation.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about. That's what this whole move is about. And the economic turmoil that's going to come. The deaths, what did she say, 65 million or something? Or somewhere in that neighborhood? That's not going to happen. But the economic turmoil, we're already seeing it. It's going to be hard.
It is. It's going to hit people like a sack of bricks. Largely because of things like the government putting people out of work. And then inflating the currency to unfathomable levels.
They're just printing it out.
In an attempt to keep those people from starving to death and trying to stimulate the economy, which is what they always attempt to do, but this is going to reach insane levels.
And bailing out their buddies, you know, big businesses and banks who have supported them.
Right, because no one will be shopping at those big businesses and no one will be using those banks.
Yeah, it's going
to
hurt.
Their only solution to any of these problems is to throw more money at it. And that's not effective because that's what is going to cause most of these problems in the first place. It's not going to be good. I think we're likely to see within the next 3 weeks the people who have USD are hoarding it. And I think almost overnight, within the next 4 to 6 months, we're going to see the USD become something that goes from being almost impossible to acquire to being something that's almost impossible to get rid of, because it's going to be inflated to the point of being almost worthless. No one's going to want it.
Yeah, it's exactly. And by the way, I don't think this virus is going to last another. I don't think it's going to last longer than another 3 weeks. But
the virus?
It's just going to disappear. Everyone's going to be cleared. So beginning of April, but the economic turmoil will be permanent. It's just like that lady was saying, decades. This could be another depression coming our way.
I think it probably will be. I mean, 65,000 people in the state of New Hampshire put out of work in a day.
And that's just us, the live free or die state. And it's happening everywhere.
So what happens when they take the next step? Because Italy, Poland, these countries that now have only grocery stores and gas stations open, they started with these same steps. And then they went to the next one, which is shutting down commerce almost entirely. How many people are out of work then?
Mm-hmm.
55% of Americans, as we talked about last week, are living paycheck to paycheck. They can't afford a $500 expense because they don't have $500. So these are people who, on average, have less than $500. 55% of Americans. And they're supposed to survive this economic turmoil caused by the government putting people out of work.
Yeah.
It's not going to be pleasant.
It's not going to be pleasant.
And I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
Well, I got called a bootstrapper on the chat room last week. This is a bootstrap moment.
855-450-3733.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is advising Americans to avoid international travel.
I would recommend that they just enjoy their living room.
Airlines are struggling mightily during the growing coronavirus threat. The Trump administration is working on a massive economic stimulus package that would include aid for the U.S. airlines. Now, the president also did not rule out domestic travel restrictions. The White House working with lawmakers on Capitol Hill to get an economic stimulus plan passed and get money in hardworking Americans' hands. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says,
We look forward to having bipartisan support to pass this legislation very quickly.
The number of people who have died in the United States from the coronavirus is now topping 100, and cases have now been confirmed in all 50 states and Puerto Rico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136. If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight is Aria.
And Conan.
And have you ever heard of Intercoin? Well, Intercoin is working to make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. I have to read more about this now. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then here is your chance to join the next revolution in money. I don't endorse these statements. Check out intercoin.org, and if you like what you see, pick up some of these coins for yourself. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency so they may circulate it among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Check out intercoin.org. Our listeners must know that Free Talk Live received $40,000 worth of tokens by Intercoin Inc. for advertising. So I wasn't the only one who felt the need to point out that, hey, I don't endorse these statements. Okay, that's good. Moving along. That gave me a headache. Let's go to the phones. We've got Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, last night I addressed the school board here in Hudson, New Hampshire, when it was open for public comment. See, the schools are shut down for now, and they're transitioning to mobile learning. And remote learning, they call it. And I pointed out...
But Tom, homeschooling makes kids antisocial.
But I went up and explained that I like this this transition. This is a great idea, and it should be continued after the crisis is over, because you eliminate the disciplinary problems, you eliminate the pressure, peer pressure to try harmful substances, you eliminate the bullying, and then you eliminate the victims of the bullying going back to the school and shooting the place up. By the way, the Hudson, New Hampshire School Board meetings are on the local cable TV, and I start at 16 minutes into the program, if anyone's looking that up. But then I went on to point out there's going to be a lot of duplication of effort, where each individual school district has to prepare a whole curriculum, a whole set of courses for all the different grades. How about each individual school district contribute just one course? Like Hudson might contribute ninth grade algebra. And then, because when you put something on a website, it doesn't cost more whether 1,000 people view it or 1,000,000 people view it. It's pretty much the same price. And maybe somebody in New Jersey would be taking algebra and they would be struggling. Why not be able to access the Hudson, New Hampshire course and take the modules, and maybe then they get it. So then we find out which approaches are the best way to teach something.
And you are correct. And we save a lot of money, because now we don't need all those teachers. Now we have one superstar teacher in New Jersey, like you said, who teaches algebra to the whole damn country. How do you like that?
But see, now we have competition in the school system, and we can't have that.
And you have competition amongst these teachers, because everyone wants that, you know, they want those classrooms, these online instructors. And so you have competition, and so you get better and better algebra teachers, because they're all trying to one-up each other. This is happening in the Japanese academies. This is exactly what they have superstar teachers in Japan right now, and Korea as well, South Korea as well, and you know that people are paying good money, because they're the best at what they do. But like Arya said, we can't have that in this country because of teachers unions. But if they can't get away with it, if this virus has got us all locked in our homes for the next 6 months, I don't know. It might just die. It might go the way of the dodo bird.
And you know what else it would do is, I mentioned it would eliminate the use of zoning restrictions to try to reduce how many people move into the town as a way to control the school taxes. And so, you know, there's an enormous ripple effect. So while we're doing remote learning now, leave it there permanently. It's really a good idea. And it went over cable TV and all over Hudson, New Hampshire. And of course, it would die right there unless some blabbermouth calls up Free Talk Live and goes on the air and tells everybody around the country about it.
Yeah, but Tom, 99.9% of the population don't watch those events. They don't go to those events. They don't watch them. They don't care. And like our school here in New Hampshire, their budget goes up $1 million every damn year like clockwork. And it's insane, because that's more than half of my property taxes going to this daycare system where the kids aren't learning anything. They're just learning to be factory workers. They're just learning to be desk jockeys, monkeys behind a desk. And that's what people like Sununu, this governor, that's all he cares about. He doesn't care about these kids actually learning anything. It's all about preparing them to be tax slaves.
Yes, they are being taught all about how it's perfectly okay to be a queer.
Why isn't that perfectly okay?
Is that what they're teaching them?
I don't see the problem.
I think they're teaching them to be special snowflakes.
What is the problem with teaching them that it's okay to be queer?
Because the queers are a bunch of sickos.
Am I a sicko, Tom?
Well, if you're a queer. Are you a queer?
I mean, I'm wearing a bra.
There's online remote learning. You avoid having to worry about boys walking in on girls in the shower after gym class too.
Oh, you got that.
I don't think people are worried about that anyway.
You don't have to worry about constructing a new bathroom for the intersex.
Or the undecided, yeah. Male, female, or undecided. Well, yeah, anyway, I'm going to let you go.
Thanks, Tom. You bigot.
Oh, man, he comes out of nowhere with that.
Yeah.
I wish I could have been more descriptive, but I couldn't come, because I'm actually, for once, I'm not wearing a skirt. So I couldn't say, well, I'm wearing a bra and a skirt. Tom, what are we going to do with you, Tom?
I like this. I didn't even think about that. You know, the distance learning actually taking hold. Because you got more, here in New Hampshire,
Allow it to stay.
Well, here's the thing. We are losing, they keep talking about how we're losing kids in our school system. The population is dwindling. But is it because there are less kids? Or is it because more and more kids are going to homeschool and to private school and to charter school? Which is exactly what is actually taking place. So after this crisis, you know, will they lose 1,000 kids? They'll try this distant learning out and be like, hey, you know what? This is actually pretty damn good. Let's stick with it.
Colleges have been offering online classes for a long time.
Yeah, but
and it's been very effective.
Yeah, but people don't know about it unless they're in like Flynn with their guidance counselor, and the guidance counselor tells them about it. But I mean, more and more people have to do their own research. They're going to have to take personal responsibility. They're going to figure out what to do with their kids. And so they're going to have to get online, and they're going to start looking at the options that are available to them, and their eyes might be widened to all of the possibilities that aren't public daycare, which is what it is.
Yeah, it's a
very expensive public daycare. It's horrible. I don't know how you got along in your school days, but
not well.
I hated it.
Not well.
I hated it. I will say this: people are always asking me why I hate the school so much. I got to experience all of the possibilities. I was homeschooled, I was private schooled, government schooled, and in the end, 10th and or 11th and 12th grade, no school. So I got to see all the different options, all the different angles, and I'll tell you, government school, public education, is bullcrap. It's crap.
It's by far the worst.
It's the worst option
of the available.
You're better off just staying home.
Well, of course.
Playing video games. You're better off playing video games. You will have a better life, a happier life, staying out of school and playing video games. I don't suggest you do that, but you'd be better off.
It would be hard to be worse off. That's true. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And evidently, to deal with the coronavirus, the don't worry, everyone.
It's all right. Safe. It's safe. Go back home.
The government has things under control. Now, you might be like me, and you think they can't possibly have it under control. They're a bunch of mouth-breathing dullards with absolutely no plan, and if they do have a plan, it's a terrible one. But hey, they want you to know they have things under control. And to get you to believe this, they're looking at sending checks to Americans immediately. They're going to bribe you into believing that they know what they're doing.
Let's be clear. They're going to give you money back that they stole from you, and they're going to get all the credits, and they're going to look all good. Look at our good government. Look at all the...
And remember that the reason you need this money in the first place is because they just wrecked the economy. Like, it is ongoing. You can watch it happen in real time. The economy collapse.
Yeah.
But let's go to the phones before we get into that. We've got Kenan calling from Kentucky. Kenan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, folks?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I've got some things that are kind of local to Louisville, Kentucky, and the state of Kentucky in general related to the coronavirus. I was kind of remaining or doing my very best to remain chill about the whole thing, then kind of keep it out of my mind as best as possible and kind of let the freak show go on with all the toilet paper depletion as best as I could.
You know, I'm with you on that. And then I realized, you know, I may have laughed a little too much and I may have...
And you ran out of toilet paper.
No, I use wipes anyway. But I may should have bought
some. You
know,
I might have a bidet. I might not have a bidet.
Right. All right, so you're going chill and then something happened.
Well, then the state decided the restaurants and the bars needed to not be open. And
so
I was like, all right,
Kentucky
maybe I need
well.
To load up on
every,
canned food.
Every state, Aria, every state has done this.
I can't believe Mississippi has done this.
Right. decided I needed to load up on canned food. And unlike other people who needed to load up on perishables, I was like, okay, I need to load up on stuff that lasts for 5 years or so. the monopoly protection services in Louisville has decided that they're not going to respond to several emergency situations now, including some burglaries, speeding, and different other things.
Well, I'm okay with the speeding, but I, you know, if someone breaks in my house,
right.
I kind of want.
So their
some
plan
response.
To react to shortages and just economic collapse in general is to not respond to burglaries.
Is that because they don't want
right.
to go in houses that could be they could get sick, or that's just because they don't have enough manpower because they're all taking the month off?
Their excuse is to slow the spread of the virus, not a shortage of manpower. In fact, they're going to not allow vacations. So they're going to be good on manpower.
So you get to pay them to do nothing.
To just sit at the office all day watching Netflix, probably. Playing
right.
playing video games. Kind of like the firemen do, the guys on call.
You know, I got to say,
in fact,
as far as taxation goes, being taxed to pay for the cops to stay the hell out of my way isn't the worst use of tax money I've ever heard.
And you know, this is also,
I mean,
this is just,
that,
this is
know?
Just like the distance learning in the schools. If we can go a whole month and these cops, all they're doing is sitting at the station all day and they're not actually going out and doing anything, this could be an eye opener for a lot of people. It's like, wait, hold on now. We went a whole month and you guys didn't help at all and we had to deal with all our problems. This could be an eye opener for people. Like we don't, hey, guess what? We don't really need you guys. We can go without.
I've heard different
when I
things
saw this
about
article published, when I saw this article published earlier, one of my family members was going off about it, and I asked them, hey, are you an anarchist libertarian yet? And they rolled their eyes at me and scoffed.
What article is this? The one that's talking about the closures?
No, this was something published by a local television station, WDRB, .com. LMPD to no longer respond to hit-and-run wrecks, other incidents.
So actual crimes with victims.
Yeah, this is not good.
Are going
right.
This is fine with me, as long as they're not still arresting people for, like, pot violations and crap like that.
Well, if they're not going to go in your house because they're afraid of getting, this is the time to go all out, have those parties.
Right, but the hit and run victims, some burglaries, speeding is, you know, if you're going 50 in a 45, that's nothing.
So they'll pull you over for speeding still, but not for a hit and run?
No, I'd say in, let me see here.
I think speeding is not on the list. I think that's something that they are not going to
right.
participate in.
There was something else that happened today that in Nelson County where they forcibly surrounded a man's house to keep him
quarantined? Yes.
That's exactly it.
You know, these quarantines, they're self-imposed. They're voluntary quarantines.
Until you say otherwise.
No. Yes. And at that point, yes, they will use cops to forcibly keep you in your house.
So instead of out there protecting people, looking for hit and runs and whatnot, they're surrounded this guy's house. You have this article?
Yes.
Wow, that's just nonsense.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, this one was in CNN. This isn't in Louisville, but this is in Nelson County, a little bit away from the city. But this was another one I wanted to bring up where I was just like, okay, this is starting to get dumb. Where I'm like, okay, I need a box of ammunition. I need some more canned food. Maybe I do need another pack of toilet paper.
If you can find it. Bullets are hard to come by. Walmart's out of bullets. They're out of paper, toilet paper, and bullets. They still got beans, though.
Maybe I need a few ounces of gold.
Peter, thank you so much for the call, and thanks for letting us know, you know, what is going on down there in Kentucky. But, yeah, there was, in fact, a guy who refused to quarantine. I think it was actually in Georgia and not Kentucky. I don't know. I don't have it pulled up in front of me. And there's 5,000 tabs here about the coronavirus. I cannot dig through them to find the one I'm looking for.
So what, I mean, someone decided he needed to self-quarantine. And, and what he just said...
No, someone tested positive for coronavirus and refused
to go
to self-quarantine.
Who was telling them to do it? The local government?
Well, eventually the police. And the mayor, I think. Let me find the show prep. Plus, I mean, there was that giant argument in the show prep room earlier, so I have to dig through that as well.
I think it was, you know, this has already happened. I think it was Italy, where they're actually arresting people and or fining people who are out on the streets and shouldn't be, and or test positive and decide they don't want to self-quarantine.
In France, you need a form to leave your house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's madness. And it's going to happen here.
It's one I think you can just print offline, though. I don't know who has to fill that out. I think you could fill it out. It's a silly form.
I was mistaken. It was a Kentucky man, not a whatever it was I said a minute ago, man. But yeah, a Kentucky man who tested positive for coronavirus and refused to quarantine himself is now being guarded by police, Governor Andy Beshear said Sunday. Guarded by police. You know, this is for his own good. He's being guarded. He's being protected.
Yeah, prisoners in jail are also being guarded for their own protection.
The 53-year-old man tested positive, then left against medical advice. I cannot say I blame him. According to the Lexington Herald Leader, after health authorities, so it doesn't specify who, asked him to self-quarantine, he said no. Good for him, I guess. I don't know. I think it's probably reckless, and it may even count as aggression to go out in public with a disease known to be infectious and deadly to some people.
Yeah, but it's not like someone with HIV that's going out and having sex with everybody.
No, it's worse because it's easier to transmit.
Yeah, but it's just the flu.
But it does literally kill people.
People with the flu... are spreading that nonsense all the time, all year long.
And I think probably aggression.
And people die from it.
Yeah, I think it's probably aggression.
So me going to work with the flu is an aggressive move on my part?
I would have to say by definition it is.
I'm just trying to make money.
who die, we're just trying to stay the hell alive.
Yeah.
855, I'm going to get calls on that. Everybody's going to tell me I'm wrong.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.